This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Welcome you to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me. I know. Come on, recite it with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me here on the air. And, you know, there's so much we could talk about. I don't want to do it. We could do 5 hours a night with all the craziness that's going on. Okay? And kind of like the question I have for you is, how would you say, for those of you who care and are paying attention, how do you push back on the DNC? How do you push back on a Democrat that is strictly party bent? All they know is what the party says. All they can push back on, all they can speak to, is what the party says. Now, I know some of you were making fun of me because of something I said about her, Hillary being a liar and everything else. But here, let's listen to her own words. I'm very much into letting people hang themselves. I'm good with that. Take a listen.
There's the Hillary standard, and then there's the standard for everybody else.
The Hillary standard.
Well, you're against same-sex marriage. Now you're for it. You defended President Obama's immigration policies. Now you say they're too harsh. You supported his trade deal dozens of times. You even called it the gold standard. Now, suddenly, last week, you're against
it. Unfounded, inaccurate, mean-spirited attacks with no basis in truth.
Now, those were her people. Those were her friends. Those were her allies. So she can't blame us. She can't say that those are our people, right? Those are conservatives. She did this. These are liberal talk show hosts speaking to this.
Reality.
Yes. Four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go?
Listen to the condescending attitude. Four Americans are dead, and now we find out that you just didn't give a hoot. That was a good catch. I thought so. Four human beings were lost because you ignored their requests over a period of 8 months. Four human beings were lost because you couldn't pay attention. You guys didn't want the sour taste in people's mouths, or that would be in people's mouths, when they found out that you actually did ignore requests for help from them. And you're so worried about your own personal... You know, being the president of these United States has to do with selflessness. Not selfishness, but selflessness. It's when you're willing to put yourself out for others, when you're willing to give up parts of yourself for others, for the greater good. The only greater good you have is the Clinton Foundation. So having this condescending attitude, like, what else could I have done? You know, most people who are humble, most people who are in positions of authority that understand they might have been able to do something else, would have said, you know what? We might have been able to do something else. I am sorry we lost four American lives. And I understand what you're trying to do here. You're trying to get to the bottom line. And, you know, and we've convened committees. We've done all kinds of things to see if there was anything else we could have done to save these four lives. Could we have? Maybe. Maybe we missed something in the committee. But I believe at this point in time we did everything we could to save them. Not this condescending attitude of, here, listen, you tell me that she'd be an understanding.
One night who decided they'd go kill some Americans. What difference at this point does it make?
Now, she was, we knew she was lying through her teeth. We knew it. We had no proof at the time. We do now. And if she could do that, if she could lie to us like she did that night or that day, well, actually, continually, frankly, from the moment it happened, there was proof that she knew from the moment it happened. She knew it was coming. She told her daughter. And all that was okay. Right? And then she does this.
At this point, does it make...
I have been as straightforward and honest as I could be. I did not...
That is... No, no. That's a true statement. Right? Don't you think that's a true statement? Because she couldn't be any more honest. She don't know how. So, maybe that was a true statement.
As I could be, I did not send or receive any information that was marked classified at the time.
110 emails in 52 email chains have been determined by the owning agency to contain classified information.
Will you say anything to get elected?
Yes. No question about it. Yes, I will. Right? Come on, think about it. Will she say anything to get elected? You bet your buns. That's coming right. Hey, and listen, your savior, you Dems out there, your Lord and Savior, Mr. Obama. Let me repeat again. I want you to get this. She will say anything, and she'll change nothing. Hillary can't be trusted. She isn't qualified to be president. Mr. Obama, 2008. So he's either evolved, or she's drugged him, or like the other 50-plus people, she's had a hand in their murder. He's afraid. Well, that would be a great fight to see, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it see the two of them to get so teed out? So teed off at each other that they just about wipe each other out? I think it'd be hilarious. Put him in one of those rings with the big puffy gloves. I'm Joe, the senior host. You're listening to The Real Side. Michael Hausman joins me at the other side of the break. We'll see how he felt about the DNC being that libertarian self of his. I'm Joe, the senior host. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
But if you want the hardcore righty, I'm here. You know what I'm
okay, I'll...
Hold on.
Yeah, sure.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's bring him right on, because I know he wants to get started. We have a lot of fun together. Michael Housen joins me, as he does every week, to try to slap me back into reality at times. And, Michael... Well, sometimes I do, you know, I mean, you know, what am I? I'm like the last date in the book, you know, he was going to be on TV last night. She's like, Joey, hey, I'd love to come on, but you're not going to get a chance to be on television. And, want to show off my full head of hair and, hit the TV circuit and the whole nine yards. Anyway, Michael, thanks for being with me tonight.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on, man. Thank you.
So you went, and I haven't talked to you in a little bit, and we did a little bit on the DNC this week. I just can't. I know this is terrible, and I'm not just saying it because I'm a Republican, but I really couldn't watch it. And even the few times I tried to tune in and click in, I just felt like I could smell horse manure or bull manure all over the place. You know what I'm saying?
wow, that's a negative.
I know.
Idea.
Right. Well, dark. It's dark. I'm going to follow the line with everybody else said about the RNC. It was a dark comment, and I don't mind saying that.
Yeah. You know what? I watched bits and pieces of it. Well, let's put it this way. I probably watched more of the Democrat convention than any Democrat convention I've ever watched. But in almost all of that part, it was because the next morning at 7 o'clock, I needed to have something to talk about.
Yeah, you do something every morning. Why don't you tell people what it is, other than brush your teeth? What do you do every morning?
What I do is I consume about 48 ounces of coffee, and I usually use some sort of either vanilla or hazelnut flavoring to make it go down quicker. So that's what I do. I'm sorry. The other thing I do is I have a radio show every morning on houserules.us. Houserules.us is the best way to find it. There's, I don't know, a dozen stations around the country. Also all the streaming sites. And it's politics and culture and...
You know, I just can't imagine you on caffeine and sugar. I mean, that's got to be something. Somebody should film that. You know? I mean, seriously. All right, so let's hit a couple of the issues. Some of them probably don't bother you at all, and I would get it, and I would understand it. But let's hit a couple of things. First of all, the flag thing, right? Now, some people thought it was blown out of proportion, but here's the thing. If they had left it alone and kept going the way they were going, they almost could justify it. But on Monday night, as I said, you could have set that whole place on fire. You might have burnt a flag if you could find it, an American flag, right?
Right.
By Thursday night, if you sneezed, you would have soiled 15 flags, easy. All right? I mean, there were so many of them there. There was so much going on. And I'm thinking, did they cave? Did somebody get fired? Can you see Hillary calling down and going, what's wrong with you people? Get some flags in there now. I mean, what was that all about? Seriously, is it just a mindset between the two groups?
Yeah, absolutely it is. On the left, the idea of pride of country and any kind of... what was Obama's comment? Exceptionalism is an embarrassment to them. It is a, deep down secretly with the doors closed and the lattes being sipped, they would prefer a borderless, one world, strictly planned and organized society. Countries and national pride and differences between them are offensive. And so that is just an instinctual leftist agenda. That being said, I actually liked seeing there were two things I noticed that transitioned over the period of time. In large part because of the outcry, number one was the flags, and number two was the mention of ISIS and the war on terror.
Right.
So there was a...
Don't get ahead of me for a minute, because I want to hit some of these issues that some people thought that we as Republicans, and you're not a Republican, that we as Republicans were being petty about. And I don't buy into that. So I think the flag thing... I think that was a big deal only because you're running for president of these United States. And the symbol, if you would, of these United States is that American flag and what it stands for real.
Absolutely. So. We are the greatest country in the history of the world.
You're gonna make me cry.
And as a result of ideas. It's not as a result of some sort of war spoils. It's not as a result of natural borders or features of the landscape. The country itself was the result of carefully thought out principles and ideas, unlike any had been written before in the history of the world, and that is something deserving incredible pride.
Yep.
And for the left, for the progressives, that just rubs them the wrong way.
Oh, beautiful. You got to get the sway going, though. You got glasses? You got dark sunglasses? I'm serious. Anyway, no, really, seriously, and I know people think we're patriotic and we say stuff like this because we've been brainwashed. No. That flag means so much, and it's not the material of the flag. And I'm tired of hearing about the oppression of that flag. I know real immigrants. Okay? I know people came here to get away from the oppression in their countries, and they would tell you, 9.5 out of 10 of them will tell you that when they saw that flag, when they saw the American embassy in their countries, or they saw that flag with the American soldiers coming around the corner, they started crying because freedom was inches away. Nobody, there is no other flag that puts that out in the world. That's the only, ours is the only flag that does it.
So, right.
Anyway, so let's move on. So then we hear about the six moms that came up to speak, all right? The six moms who lost their sons. The moms who came up to speak about gun control. One of the moms being the mother of a son. And my heart goes out. Nobody should lose a child. I'm in with all of that, and I'm tired of even saying that before I speak about this. But she wanted more gun control, and her son was reaching for a cop's gun to shoot the cop. Well, what does that say?
It is.
I know you love it, don't you?
Yeah, the parade of those folks. You know, they're all for political opportunism. You know, it's not moms of kids killed in Baltimore, Detroit, and Chicago,
right,
as a result of a lawless culture society dominated by generations of leftist-leaning leadership. That's not who they're bringing in.
Okay, hold on. I got to go to break, but I want to pick this up on the other side. Parading. There was a parade of thugs for me, and we'll talk more about that on the other side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a minute. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, I know. I love it. You know what? I got to give the board op credit because this is, what was the bumper was cocaine. And I'm not advocating the use of drugs by any stretch of the imagination. But after the DNC thing, I don't know. I may loosen up on that, on my thought process, you know, at least for a couple of days, give you guys time to relax. I even got one comment. I know that's Michael Hausam who joins me as he does every week. Michael, thanks for being with me tonight.
Thanks for having me, man.
During the break, I move a screen in that says, stay right here. You know, we'll be back in a few minutes. And up at the top right-hand corner, I have Blue Lives Matter. And so I'm going to start, you know, putting things up like that on a regular basis. And I've already gotten emails going, well, are you going to rotate to Black Lives Matter? I'm going, no, I'm not, because all lives matter. And I think that, now this is my own personal opinion, I think that when you ambush, we've had 13 ambushes this year of police officers, okay? That to me, that is a cowardly act. So we had 13 times where a coward acted to kill a police officer and did succeed in doing so. Police killings are up 44% from last year, even though that slime that came out and said police killings are down, he's wrong and he's lying. I don't even believe he's confused. I believe he's lying. All right, we're only halfway through the year, and police killings are up 44%. 32 policemen have been killed in the line of duty and 13 times in an ambush. This is just disgusting. There is no way to justify this in any way, shape, manner, or form. I'll take a breath. You can comment.
I agree.
No, I mean, it just infuriates me that these people buy this. And then, first of all, let's talk about the parading of the mothers. I interrupted you when you were doing that, and then I want to talk about what happened when Blue Lives Matter people came up.
Well, all of the mothers that are there, like everything else, it's all political theater to advance a specific agenda. That being said, it's interesting the contrast with it, because on one hand, they parade these folks there that are, that depending on the particulars of the circumstance, are rallying cries for an anti-law enforcement. What was Hillary's comment about it? A systemic racism, right?
Right.
The utterly and completely debunked idea of disparate impact as far as incarceration levels and all that. On the other hand, she'll talk about the brave men and women who protect us in a police force. It's speaking out of the both sides of their mouth. But what it seems to me is it seems to be a hat tip to law enforcement, but an actual nod and an encouragement to those that actually would try to separate and divide us, which is how she ended her speech, saying that we should not be doing it. It's describing the world as both upside down and right side up, but really meaning upside down. Over and over and over, day after day after day.
Yeah, I'm with you. I get a kick out of this stuff, and then you have these issues with again, Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter. We had a female. Let's just call it like it is. We had a female captain of a police force come up and ask for a moment of silence for all those men in blue, men and women in blue, that lost their lives protecting us. Right. So what do you have? You have about, 5 seconds of silence, and then you have people start shouting, Black Lives Matter. Now, I'm a little outspoken, so I would have got out there if I was Mrs. Clinton or anybody else there going, hey, really? Seriously? You know, some of those cops were black. How about you can't shut up for 60 lousy seconds? You can't control your bowels on your face?
Right. Exactly.
I mean, it's just so infuriating in more ways than one. But anyhow, and again, I think, don't you think, and I'm not trying to pick on them, but it's just right there in front of your face. It speaks to the character and the culture of that group.
Right. Well, it's fundamentally led by currently and at heart a community organizing apparatus. And community organizing is just a euphemism for community agitation, right? I mean, if they could figure out a way to disrupt our relationship, whether it's you've got hair or I don't, your Italian background and I'm German background, I'm tall and incredibly good looking and you're not, whatever those things are that they could use to divide us, then to figure out which side of that division accrues more power and influence, and they would do it. And that's, I mean, my little silly example between the two of us is just what they're doing.
Oh, you were joking, because I was just getting on the phone with Louie and Guido. I have your home address already, so I didn't know.
You know what? You do not want to mess with the Hun.
Yeah, and you know, at first we were getting pictures of the Bernie kids crying. Remember that?
Yes, yeah. Although, did you love that story about the one woman when Hillary tweeted the picture of the woman crying, and there's all the Hillary signs in the background, and from Hillary Rodham Clinton it said something like, at Hillary Clinton it said something like, we made history.
Yeah.
And within like 40 minutes, that woman was standing next to Bernie saying, you totally misread it, that she was actually weeping because Bernie was not the winner. It was so hilarious.
Oh, yeah. But she misreads everything. There's nothing that woman gets right. So anyways, but I felt bad for them only because, and you're going to laugh at me, and I don't mind. Here's the first time these people, a lot of these young people, it's the first time they got involved with, it's the first time they actually got involved in a political campaign. And again, if they lost fair and square, then I'd be calling them a bunch of whiny baby losers, okay? But they didn't, Michael. They got screwed, okay? Somebody stole the election. Think about two things. One is their whole perception of the Democratic Party, their whole perception of how this thing operates, you know, their little rainbow world was shattered. That's the glass that was shattered. And the fact that they couldn't, there was no way they were going to get justice, that had to, really, I'm serious, that had to rip them apart at a very young age, don't you think?
Yeah, you know what, though? It was interesting and instructive to me on a couple of levels. Obviously, besides the idea that it was stolen and literally rigged the way he had been accusing them. But
And Mr. Trump had been accusing them as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Do you recall any Ted Cruz supporters crying on the floor in Cleveland?
I can't say I do.
And think about, I mean, obviously, you're an extraordinarily engaged political animal, as am I. Think about the times that anything related to politics has literally brought you to tears.
I really can't, except for the time I cut my hand on the sign putting it up for the state senator. But that was it.
Okay. I can think of a time that brought me to tears, and that right there is incredibly instructive on a couple levels. Number one is what is the dominant influence and motivator for the leftists, and it is emotion, number one. Number two, it also explains to a certain extent of why they're winning. For those of us on the right, to a certain extent, it is a cerebral, rational exercise. 85 to 90% of Trumpalumpas accepted, of course. But for those on the left, it's not. It is an all-encompassing, emotionally dominating experience, which I find interesting. Like for me, I'll tell you, the only time that I've ever cried, literally wept in anything related to politics was a couple of months after Ronald Reagan died, I made my first visit to the library. And there was still all kinds of stuff spread out all over the grounds after the memorial service.
Oh, that's right, yep.
And it was my first visit to the library. And so I was basically choked up and tears streaming down my face walking through the entire place. Number one, all the reminders about the recently held memorial service, but just also all the stuff and the video. I mean, you've been there.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And remember, way back then, that's before the plane was put in. That's before that entire annex was put in.
Oh, wow.
It was a much smaller venue at that point. But thinking about it, I wasn't – my emotions about a particular politician were not in the midst of a campaign. They were upon reflection of a life extraordinarily well-lived.
Well said. Well,
which is a very different animal than on the convention floor, my guy lost.
We got to go for a break, but well said, really, seriously, and I agree with you 100%. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Back more with Michael Housum right after this.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom.
We are back.
Yes, sir, I'm
you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Listen, if you want to know stations, times, places, just head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. All kinds of wonderful stuff going on. We're coming up on August 1st, first week of August. In 2 weeks, I suppose I can tell you now, we're going to add another station in Texas.
Really?
I love us down there, right. It's love is, well, if I keep making those accents, they may not take us. No, I mean, seriously, if we can get like 10 or 12 or 15 stations to Texas, we may move there. Come on, you can carry guns in it. We could have like gun exhibitions here in the studio. We could have a gun rack in the back of the car, up on the wall behind me. We could have gunapalooza. You know, we just have a field day. I'm sorry, Michael. I got carried away there.
No, that's okay.
Michael Hauser joins me like he does every week here on the show, and I do appreciate the time he spends with me. Michael also does his own show very early in the morning, usually when I'm still snoring away. Michael, tell them how they can hear you and even actually read some of the things that you write.
The easiest thing to do is to go to houserules.us. Everything to do with my radio show is there.
What a patriotic guy.
Right. Like I had a fantastic guest on this morning. The actor Mark Pellegrino was on.
Oh, good Irish guy. I'm glad you're having them on.
those Italians, man. And if you don't know the name, you'd recognize the face. And if you don't recognize the face, you've seen him in dozens of movies and TV shows. The guy's got an IMDb list that's pages long. Right. But he's also a radical free market capitalist and is a great cat. So he was on today.
So for those of us who aren't plugged in like you are, what is an IMDb list? What is that?
IMDb is the Internet Movie Database. IMDb.com.
There you go.
If you go to IMDb.com and put in a TV show or a movie, everything you could ever want to know about that show is there.
Good. Cool.
I'm an op-ed writer for Independent Journal Review, but most all the stuff that I do there also flows through House Rules as well. You're nice enough to post a lot of those, which is nice.
Well, do you have two sites? Do you have one with all the $25 words and one with all the, you know, 4 to 6 letter words?
Obviously, I attempt to be William F. Buckley Jr. without perfect. The incredible insight.
Perfect. No. You're right. Without the nasal drip, you are there with him to a big degree. I tease Michael because his pieces are very, very in depth and in detail. So
erudite is the correct word.
Is that
word.
The word? Because I try to keep mine down to 140 words or less because I can't hold my audience that long. Maybe that's why they're listening, because I'm easy. I don't know. Anyway, I want to get back to some of the, you know, again, we were talking about the Bernie voters and how they got screwed, to put it in plain simple English. But he knew that was coming from day one. So it's kind of, you got to kind of sit here and wonder, what the heck was he thinking? You think he really believed that he could make a difference? He could do something with these people?
Wait, you mean with the Democrat Party?
Yeah. Do you think this is all a ruse, or do you really think he could? Do you think he thought if he could get enough support, he could change the platform?
Bernie Sanders was the big winner this week in Philadelphia.
Okay. How'd that happen? I missed that.
If you go through the things that Hillary Clinton had to say and the type of positions that she's taking and the type of actions that she's supporting and encouraging, it's right out of Bernie Sanders' playbook. Bernie Sanders has successfully pushed the Democrat Party further left than it has ever been.
I'll give you that. I agree with you there.
And therefore, maybe Bernie Sanders' name isn't on the ticket, but in terms of the war of ideas, in terms of the ideology of the party, he's the victor.
But how far? Now, she may have said those because she's got all these Dems listening and watching and tuning in and that kind of stuff. How many of those programs, how many of those things do you think she's actually going to put out there and push for real?
Well, I don't believe a single word she ever has to say. But let me just read you a couple things that she said. And you tell me if this is classic Hillary Clinton or this is as a result of the crazy, bat feet nuts socialist from Vermont, okay? Let me just pull. I have her entire speech in front of me right now because I'm writing a piece about it. I believe American corporations that have gotten so much from our country should be just as patriotic in return. If you believe that companies should share profits with their workers, not pad executive bonuses, join us. What she's advocating there, I mean, that right there is Marxism 101, that profits belong to the workers, not to the owners, not to the capitalists. I mean, that's Marxism 101.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Look it. Except in their businesses, right? Except in the businesses they own, run, or deal with. Oh, God. These people are amazing to me. Seriously. That's why I don't have a stomach for them, Michael. I know we're supposed to be fair and balanced. I know we're supposed to be listening to both sides of the issue, and sometimes I have a really hard time doing that.
What do you mean we're supposed to be listening to both sides of the issue?
How do you know what your enemy's thinking unless you hear them speak?
Oh, okay. You need to listen and understand, but...
Not agree. Oh, God, no.
I don't believe in fair and balanced. I have read through this thing now several times. I'm writing about it right now. And other than, I mean, there's a handful of things that in this that I do agree with. Other than that, I reject it in the strongest possible terms.
You reject what I just said?
No, what Hillary.
Oh, hey. Okay. I missed a word or two in there, but even if she says good morning, I reject. Are you serious?
Right. No, not at all. I mean, I reject. When you said we're supposed to give, I thought you were saying we're supposed to be Switzerland.
Oh,
in
no.
Terms of the
are you
marketplace
nuts?
Of ideas.
No. I'm one of those that, you know, you hear the shot first and you say, who goes there? You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
No, she's already shown her true colors. She's already shown how she's going to act. She, you know, that's why we keep saying I fight with some of my never Trumpster people and say, look, we know what she's going to do. I don't care what anybody says. Leave Trump out of the conversation for a second. If you don't know what she's going to do, you've been in a coma for the last 32 years of your life or something. It doesn't matter what she says. We know what she's going to do.
Right, exactly.
Right, once she gets it. She's going to say anything. Matter of fact, let me tell you what President Oblamo said about her. Back in 2008, he said, and I quote, she will say anything and change nothing. Hillary can't be trusted, and she isn't qualified to be the president of these United States. That's your Lord and Savior, Mr. Obama, back in 2008.
Wait a second. I thought he said that she was more qualified than any human in the history of ever.
Well, yeah, he did that recently. And that was, God, you know what, do you think these guys remember this? Do you think they look in the mirror and go, boy, have I got these people fooled?
No, of course not.
And the other thing I quoted earlier that you'll get a kick out of is Uncle Bernie, too. He's another one. He said, a month ago, 6 weeks ago? Hillary's a corrupt, lying, Wall Street-loving, status quo warmongering Goldman Sachs crony. And then the other day he said, I intend to do everything I can to make certain that she will be the next president of these United States. Which I said to people, didn't he just say, I intend to do everything to make sure that this lying, Wall Street-loving, status quo, warmongering, Goldman Sachs crony is the president of these United States? these people make me crazy. Out of my mind crazy.
You know what? It's Sylvia Plath time, brother.
Oh, God. Look, I know you and I probably differ on a couple things, but this is the one thing I keep bringing up. I keep saying the Bible says that we're almost at the end when right becomes wrong and wrong becomes right. Okay? So don't worry about saving any money, people, because we are almost, if that is a true statement, and I believe it is, we are almost there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
God, there was nothing I walked away, and I know not because I'm a Republican, there's nothing I walked away from at this DNC convention and said, you know what, those were some really good ideas. Maybe they can pull this off, maybe it'll be really good. Nothing.
No, I agree. Although I do like the infighting. the screaming and yelling and the fighting and you don't go far enough and... You know, I can't believe you'd even allow a business to keep any of its profits. Well, they should keep some of the, I mean, all of that kind of stuff.
Wow.
I find that to be fun. It's like, for me, it's cats fighting. I don't like cats, so when I see or hear them fighting, it gives me pleasure.
Well, real quick, we got less than a minute, but I don't know if you heard, but Facebook has failed to show up for the 7th tax summons they got from the IRS. Another one of Obama's friends, they have nothing to worry about. You know what I'm saying?
It's good for them. Screw the IRS.
Well, look at, they're getting to keep all their profit. Nobody's complaining there because they're turning some of that over to the DNC. Anyway, Michael, again, real quick, how do people get to catch your show and read your writing?
HouseRules.us, HausRules.us, or House Rules with Michael Hausman on Facebook. Those are the two best places.
Very cool. Michael, thanks again for being with me tonight. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. Have a great weekend. Be safe, because I want you back here with me Monday. Don't screw up. Catch you later.